Hello?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Saul. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. Jesus, thank you very much, Tina. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that you were going to go online and pay with the virtual card, but did the actual card arrive yet by chance? Or
no.
No, not yet? Okay.
That address marks that we're trying to use as a new location.
Oh,
I haven't had a chance to verify it because, for Google, because this, I don't have any signs. I ran out of signs. So if I go there, all they're going to be looking at is a house.
Oh, that's okay. What Google will do for a home-based business anyway is hide the address. So when it says that it wants, you know, a video with your location with signage, that's more for like a brick-and-mortar business. But if you're a home-based business, you don't even need that step. What they would want to do, though, is make sure that when you do the video verification that you're, you know, within a 50-mile radius of the business, address. So, you know, again, what they're trying to do is protect you
as a small business.
I'm
within 50 miles right now.
Yeah, so you could probably go on and do that step right now. You could go on if you have your other documentation, meaning, you know, a business card or a business license or registration, or I think there's like, you know, 6 or 7 items on that list. You don't need all 7, you know, or 6 of them. Just if you have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly acceptable. It actually says on the email also workplace and signage, and it says required only for businesses with storefront addresses. So I'm so sorry if I didn't explain that to you last time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. So they do that kind of like as a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. And let's say you wanted to update that virtual card right now. You would just click on it, and then it will take you to a page that says update your billing. But if it's a virtual card, I could probably update it for you also, whatever's easier.
I don't see that.
Mm-hmm. You don't see that?
No, that's you could just do it if you want.
Okay. So it's still under the Somerset Lane, right, even though you have a new address?
Yes, everything's still staying the same.
Okay. You got it. Okay, so go ahead with
that. The card itself shouldn't matter. I guess I never thought of that. The card itself doesn't matter. The address, I think it sent it to that address. Not because that's
That's why. Oh, said you're not at that address anymore, so you didn't get it, right?
No, I don't live there. I just own it.
Oh, so you just—it's just a matter of going by there and picking it up.
Yeah. So, like 5578 is a property that Alex owns.
Alex owns
the subcontracting part of the business under his business license and insurance. As a salesman and general manager, I used to use everything under his name. Now Alex no longer wants to play a part of customer interaction because he doesn't feel he's going to be in this country long enough to enjoy the benefits of having a business online. So
yeah.
I have been given the keys. Here you go. Either just turn everything off or run with it. But if you're going to run with it, you got to get your own license, your own insurance, your own stuff. So I did that. I got my own license, my own LLC. It's called Damn Good Job Roofing. Still DGJ.
Mm-hmm.
It's still DGJ. And I still use him to do the roofs. But he's no longer paying you guys. He's no longer paying for Yelp. He's no longer paying anybody. It's me paying everyone from here on and me hiring him as a subcontractor to put on the roofs. So people are still getting the same quality roofs and everything. And, of course, I have my own guys now, of which now I am the owner of a company, not the manager anymore. So that's kind of how we've been doing things lately. We always used to use 30 Mulch as a storage place anyway. So it was always going to be a second place. Now, technically, it is going to be the place. But we only use them for storage. We do everything out of a van. and from our homes, you know, as far as paperwork. Like right now, I just happen to be on lunch, so I figured, you know, let me get behind the computer, see if there's anything I missed. And you're one of the people I missed, so let's get you out of the way.
Okay.
And let's see if I can get bill pay.
Mm-hmm.
Pay bills, it would be nice to put that under square. Mm-hmm. How do I do this? See, add a bill.
I don't know if we do it that way, because we only take debit or credit cards, and usually if you add us as a bill pay, the bank might cut a check and then send it that way, and then it gets a little bit messy because they say they want to.
Well, let's see. Right now I'm just going to put you down as local splash.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll at least give me the option to add you guys later as where the money went.
Yeah. Maybe. And then you could,
You know, when it says what was this, you know, when it asked me. Do you guys have an email?
Well, I mean, I could give you my personal email, or I could give you the one.
Okay,
the
I see
store,
what you're saying,
because
it says bank, I'm not going to actually be a bank additionally.
Because usually when I do bill pay through my bank cuts a check and sends it to the vendor, but we don't take checks anymore. We only do debit or credit, so that's why I don't know if that would work. Or even if a check arrived at our office, like if they would know how to tag it to your account. That's why I think it would be better to just do it, you know, with the virtual card. Does that virtual card still end in 0613, or is it a whole new number?
No, that's the card that got changed.
Okay.
I'm just adding you guys as a vendor. I'm not going to put in, I'll still pay you guys what you need to be paid.
Sure. Let me know what information you need to add us as a vendor, and then I will give it to you so that you can finish that.
I just need an email address.
Okay. So do support@localsplash.com.
Okay, and the bill is how much?
$149.
$149 even, yep. Go ID. Probably can't be that fast to track them if no longer than that. Some cards. So. Okay, so you check it. If it's checking, then it'll pay you in a check. Okay. But you don't take an ACH payment, right?
No, we used to, but they stopped taking them.
Okay. And you pay it in that card. Let's see if it shows me my own card number here. I'm going to have to pay it on online to my phone. Which is right here. If that's what it is, I have to find this card. Right here, 8991. This is activated, but I don't have it. So let's see. I don't want to activate a card that I don't have in my hand. So I'm trying to find the number for the virtual card. So the virtual card is the same. I mean, we could try it.
Let's try it.
It's the same, but
because usually what happens if they give you a virtual card with the same number as the one that they're mailing, usually what will happen is the card number will stay the same, but the expiration will change. So that means we can use the expiration on the temporary card just to let this one-time payment go through. But then next month, you'd have to give us the new expiration.
Okay, no, I know, but the only expiration I think is showing me right now might be for the card I already have. Well, that might be stupid, but I wouldn't do that. When I go to activate the card, it access me for that info. So most likely this is the info we need. So let's go with 5207.
Okay.
1100.
Oh, hold on 1 second. It didn't. Okay, 5207, and then what?
1100.
Got it.
1421.
Okay.
8991.
899. Okay, expiration?
230.
230. And then the code?
606.
606. Okay. So let's see if this one works, and then I'll get your authorization. And if it does work, once you get the actual card, it's going to probably stay the same, and you'll
just have to change the CCD number or something.
Yep. Good news. It did go through. I got the green light. So that's
so now
one
I know
less
what card
thing
I should
on your
plate. All this time I've been telling everybody you got to wait.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, no, they
well,
usually
like if I could purchase it through the phone, it was working. Like, the phone has it on my Apple Wallet, but it doesn't show me my numbers. So I see the numbers are square, but it's only under activate the card. So when I hit activate the card, you know, it also gives me another option to activate the physical card, and it says show card details. So all this time I was thinking is showing me the details of the card I'm getting. And it wanted me to activate it by confirming that the numbers on the card are the ones that I'm looking at on the phone. But I forgot on Credit Karma, it's not like that. On Credit Karma, your virtual card that is showing you is your virtual card. So I don't know. It doesn't say virtual card here. It says physical card. So I don't know. I guess I'm just confused. I still haven't received the actual physical card, so I didn't want to activate it.
No problem. I understand. I know. So, but I'm glad that it worked out for you this time, and you're all good to go. So have a really nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
All right, no problem. Can we try to, you know, get me on number one? Because I still don't see me on number one on Google. Like, I mean, at least on the first page.
Oh, okay. So what I'll do is I'll send, did you say you had to do the video verification again? You didn't do it because you didn't have a sign. So now you know that you can do it. So please get that done, because until that's done, we can't do anything with the Google listing. We have to make sure that that's taken care of first.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do that as soon as possible. You think you could get that done today since you're off right now, or did you just say you're on lunch?
No, I'm just on lunch. I actually have a few appointments, but if I can get back, what's the latest I can do it?
Well, you can do it any time. Google will accept it whenever you send it over. But if you want assistance where one of our agents walks you through it, we're here until 7 Eastern. So I would suggest call no later than 6:30 if you needed a little bit extra assistance, okay?
Yeah, I'll probably call. So call this number that you just called me from?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome. It's always nice talking to you, Saul. Have a great week coming up.
Oh, Gina. Now that I'm thinking about changing it to Damn Good Job and stuff like that, I know you guys offered a website and told me that whenever I was ready to do it, to let you guys know.
Oh, good. So you want to do that now?
I'm thinking about it. How do I get started doing something like that?
So what I'll do is I'll just add it to your products. I know I told you that I would set it up and I wouldn't charge you extra for it. So I'll add it to your products. And then I will have somebody from customer support call you, and that way they can go over the available domain names, and then also if you have any content for the site. If you don't, that's okay. They'll use stock photos initially just to get it up and running, and then when you do have some content, you could send it to us as you get it, and then all of that is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So I'll have send the message over to that department to reach out to you today, and then we can get that new site up for you as well. And then you're officially going to change it to Damn Good Job Contractor, Brothers Contractors, rather than DGJ.
I was thinking just DGJ. You know, people see the name DGJ. I don't want it to change my online presence.
Okay,
so
okay.
I
so I'll tell them what you're thinking.
I think I need consultation. and then maybe you guys taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either the old one and revamping the new one. I mean, revamping the old one. Or
well, we can't take over. We can't take. Yeah, no. We can't take over an existing website unless we build our site on that domain. So if you want to keep your existing web address and then give us the credentials to it, then we can absolutely build our site on it.
That's what I know of.
Yeah, but if let's say that you still want to use the existing site that you have, then we won't go in and modify it in any way, shape, or form because that's separate.
Okay.
That's a site that's not built through
it.
Us. Yeah, so if you want us to build it, we absolutely can, but then your web address would, you know, probably change. Or if you have the domain, we would, you know, build the site on your domain, which means your content on your site would change, you know?
Okay.
No,
I'm thinking of starting from scratch. It's just there's certain features that I need, and I want to make sure that we get those features. I'm not sure how good of a website it would be, you know, so I just maybe talk to one of your people. If I could talk to them and see how this website thing works. Now that I've had one for 3-4 years and I've, you know, I didn't run it, but I had to deal with the people that ran it. You know, I have a little bit more of an idea of what I want now, and if I'm starting from scratch. You know, whatever.
Okay.
I just don't want it to change my online presence, right? It wouldn't change that, right? It would just be a new
Well,
website,
it won't
right?
because let's say we get a new site for you and start off fresh with it. We would remove the existing site from all of the listings, including Google, and we would put the new site on there. So now your new site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients, right? So I'll have someone reach out to you. I added it to your products anyway just so that they don't charge you extra for it. And then what we'll do is, you know, someone will call you today or no later than Monday and go over the different options with you. And if you decide to have it, they can actually launch it for you when they call you back, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you remembered that and have – oh, you're welcome, Saul. Have a nice weekend, too.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.